Last week, House Speaker William O'Brien called for tighter controls on how welfare recipients can use their benefits. O'Brien pointed toward a recent incident in Peterborough where a convenience store clerk was fired for not allowing a welfare recipient to buy cigarettes with his electronic benefits transfer card. O'Brien said the incident shows there is a need for New Hampshire to have tighter controls on the use of food stamps and cash assistance. Reporter Emily Corwin of State Impact New Hampshire has been writing about these issues, and she joins us now to sort it all out. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Brady.
Let's start by outlining what we mean when we say welfare benefits, because we're really talking about a couple of different programs.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated. The federal government does the food stamp program, which is called SNAP. That one's really limited to food items. You can't buy diapers or pencils with that one. But then on the same EBT cards, which you mentioned, that people use for the food stamps, basically a debit card, there's also cash assistance, which goes on those cards too, and that comes mostly from the state's general fund, not the federal government. So cash assistance is supposed to be for things like diapers or rent, and it's really cash. You can just go to the ATM machine and take out some bills and spend it however you want. So those are the funds that the young guy in Peterborough used to buy cigarettes back in May. But one thing I think it's really important to know is that unlike food stamps, you can't receive cash assistance for just being poor. So a lot fewer people in the state receive it than receive the food stamps. To receive the cash assistance in New Hampshire, you have to either be poor and disabled, poor and blind, or poor and over the age of 65.
Now, are there funds for someone who isn't in one of those categories?
Yeah, that's where the federal government comes back in. The feds have this program called TANF, which stands for Temporary Aid for Needy Families. And it's funded almost half and half, federal and state. And this one is temporary, though, as you can tell from the name. The average New Hampshire household only stays on it for about 18 months.
And about how many people in New Hampshire are receiving these different benefits?
Well, I crunched the numbers, and I found that it's about 2.7% of New Hampshire households that receive cash benefits. That assistance takes up about 1.7% of the state's total revenue. And just to put that into perspective, that works out to be about $215 a month for each household.
Now, Speaker O'Brien's argument is that government is providing money for basic needs, rent, diapers, food, cigarettes, not a need. They shouldn't qualify. What are the limitations on the cash assistance?
Yeah, it's really difficult to limit cash assistance because it's cash, right? Once you take it out from the ATM, it's really hard to track. So one thing that a number of states are doing is making it illegal to use the EBT cards at an ATM that is on the premises of a regulated business. So that's like a casino, a liquor store, or a strip club. New Hampshire doesn't have any of those restrictions. So right now in New Hampshire, it actually is legal to buy cigarettes or lottery tickets with an EBT card.
Several states have already tried to put additional restrictions on how the aid can be spent. How have those worked out?
It seems like nobody knows. I talked to the executive director of Washington State's Office of Fraud and Accountability. That's a guy named Steve Lowe, and his office just enacted new laws that regulate EBT purchases. But they haven't figured out whether the cost of enforcing the law is actually less than the state dollars that they're saving by enforcing it.
Okay, so a cost-benefit analysis may be coming forward, but is this likely to go forward then, at least in this state?
Well, everyone seems to agree that it's not a partisan issue, so I think we'll continue to hear legislators on both sides rallying behind it. But then in 2014, the federal government actually begins mandating these kinds of regulations in casinos and liquor stores anyway. So I think the question now is really how strictly New Hampshire will enforce those guidelines and whether the state's going to do anything to prevent misuse of state assistance before then.
All right, Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brady.
Emily Corwin of State Impact New Hampshire. That's our collaboration with NPR, examining business and the economy. You can read her post about the state of welfare benefits in New Hampshire by going to our website, nhpr.org.